Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 10 with verses 12 and 13 for our practice today, and you'll hear a story of why my voice is the way it is today. The beginning of pride is stubbornness in withdrawing the heart from one's maker. For sin is a reservoir of insolence, a source which runs over with vice. Because of it, God sends unheard of afflictions and strikes people with utter ruin. I experienced the fright of death last night. It was an early evening walk where I was trying to complete my goal of 5,300 steps for the day. Our street is a dead-end street and has but one street light for about a mile's walk. I had reached about a half a mile when I turned and began to walk by a house that had all its lights on but the porch light. And out of nowhere, a large Rottweiler-type dog rushed me in a moment's notice, growling severely, coming up on my heels without any warning. It was like the dog was trying to ambush me as I kicked my heel towards the dog, raising my voice and arms as the dog backed up slightly, yet it continued to growl and bark loudly. I began screaming at the home to come get their dog that was obviously out of its fence barriers and facing me in the middle of the street. If I had a weapon, I may have shot the dog. But I didn't, and I screamed ineffectively at the home as I turned my light on my phone and pointed it at the dog who ran back into the fence once the porch light came on. The people never came out. I went home and got my vehicle and drove up to the front of the home as the dog still barked at my van, and I honked my horn until they finally came out. I explained that I was a homeowner on this street, and I like to take walks at night without being attacked by a roaming dog. I told her that I was very frightened by her dog's aggression, and next time I would call the sheriff's department and file a complaint. I was upset, but I didn't use foul language, and I addressed my neighbor with as much respect as I could give her. She was very nice and apologized and said she would take care of her dog. It's been a few years since I was attacked by a pack of wild street dogs running in Miami that scared the living daylights out of me, and it reminded me of my grandpa saying, "Don't mess with old Red while he's eating." He was my first dog bite at 7 years old, and I've learned my lesson. As grandpa said, leave an eating dog alone. Kind of like saying, leave a sleeping dog alone. Today I wrote a poem reflecting this trauma and the need to carry on in love to overcome any pain. Amen. It's titled Trauma from a Growling Dog. In the depths of darkness and despair, my heart is burdened, filled with fear. A tale of trauma etched into my soul, of a growling dog unleashing its toll. Its menacing eyes, a fiery red, screaming for help, filling me with dread. Its fangs exposed, a chilling sight, as it lunges forward, ready to bite. I tremble, paralyzed by its fierce attack. Seeking safety, I try to fight back. Raising arms and hands, a feeble plea, yearning for respite, longing to be free. The echoes of my screams reverberate, lost in the abyss, consumed by hate. But through the chaos, a glimmer of light, a beacon of hope shining so bright. I find solace in the strength I possess, a survivor's spirit refusing to regress. Through terror my may haunt, I won't be confined, for I'll rise above the darkness, leave it behind. With each passing day, I mend my broken soul, embracing healing, making myself whole, no longer trapped in the dog's wicked snare. I'll find the courage to breathe in fresh air. as I walk this path of recovery. I'll find compassion for both you and me, for even the growling dog, so full of rage, may have suffered wounds from a bygone age. So let us strive to break the cycle of pain, to heal the wounds that still remain, for in unity we find our sanctuary, a world where love triumphs over every adversary. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 10. It's verses 12 and 13. We talk about the dog bite today, the dog attack today, but we're talking about Sirach 10 in our poem today. This poem is one stanza. It's ongoing. It's a five-line stanza. It's titled, Stubbornness is Pride's Beginning. Stubbornness is pride's beginning. Heart withdraws from maker of all. Insolence is the vice reservoir of sinning. Afflictions sent by the God you won't call. Ruining people, striking their souls fall. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 17th, 2024. We're recording this more at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today. Just trying to get out a little bit of insight on what happened last night. Lord knows, experienced some crazy things sometimes in the world. And it definitely got my adrenaline glowing last night as I screamed for bloody murder. And with no avail, I had to go and get my vehicle and honk my horn for a few moments. And they finally came out and was able to share my peace, because I wasn't going to let that just go by, you know. When a dog attacks you on your own street, you've got something to take care of. And that's what I went and did with as much respect as I possibly could. So reflect with me today on that need to take care of business sometimes, and how to overcome the fear of a dog. Raise your hands, scream as loud as you can, use rough voices, and be ready to kick or hit the dog as it bites you, or rush the dog. I have learned that rushing a dog sometimes makes the dog fear, and you give it a good whack, it'll run away. So, Lord, help us when we have these type of situations and to overcome them. And we close today at 9:03 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.